T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us on the line right now is Shirley Johnson, the Roswell Park Chief Clinical Operations Officer. Shirley, thanks again for joining us. We're starting to see, we hear those numbers right there, cases growing exponentially in Western New York. Throughout our healthcare system, are hospitals now going from that state of preparation, that getting ready phase, to now being thrown into the action?
Absolutely, Brian. So as we have begun to think about a surge that could happen in this area, you know, all of the hospitals are really focusing on flexibility and how we can best prepare for that wave that might come. And so that involves ensuring that we have appropriate equipment available, that we're cross-training our teams, that we're supporting our staffs and ensuring that, you know, they have comfort in working in other parts of the hospital, maybe that they haven't needed to work in for a while. Looking at some of our hospital spaces that can be converted into rooms that patients could be in and use in multiple ways, and really planning for how we all might respond to an increased need for patients in our hospital beds.
We've been told this week by Dr. Tom Russo said that this is kind of a tipping point that we're at right now here in Western New York. How important is it to not let your guard down with social distancing at this time?
I cannot stress that enough. And I know you had an earlier session where that was discussed as well. And I don't think we can reinforce that enough. So in many of our hospital organizations, we've really changed our practices and having as many of our staff work remotely as we can, really changing our meetings to that of being video conference or phone conference. So we too are practicing that within our institutions. And we know that there's some new information that would suggest that up to 60% of people infected with the COVID-19 have mild or no symptoms. And so, you know, as individuals are out and about, you know, doing their activities, whether that in the grocery store or those, you know, limited times where you're headed to other places, maintaining that 6 feet distance could not be more important and one of the most significant things we can do.
It's hard for people to kind of keep our guard up. I mean, we're so used to huge news stories that we talk about all the time that just kind of, you know, 3 days later, okay, that's, you know, that was forever ago, yesterday's news. What's the next thing? We talked about the plexiglass at supermarkets, some of the things that Roswell Park is doing with some of their doors, making them contactless doors so you don't have to, you know, use that door handle. Things like that that we're seeing out in public, swings taken off playgrounds, do you think that helps reinforce in people's mind that this is still something to stay on top of?
I do. I think it helps in that reinforcement. But, you know, you make a good point. It's our human nature, you know, to want to be close. You know, certainly working in a cancer hospital, you know, we're huggers. You know, our patients are like family to us. And so, you know, being able to maintain that closeness, not only with our patients, but our staffs as well, and maintain that social distance, it's a challenge. And so we've created some what we call visual cues in our hospital where as staff staff are coming in for their check-ins every day. You know, pace. We have, you know, a tape on the floor that's 6 feet apart, you know, just to really remind us that we need to maintain that distancing. And just, you know, having those gentle reminders of one of us, you know, with each of us, as we might be standing a little bit close together, okay, well, you know, we need to really be thinking again about, you know, stepping apart a little bit more. And so it really has been a significant mind shift for us.
You mentioned it a little bit there, but how else is this impacting your cancer patients right now? Does it impact how often they go in for certain treatments, things like that?
So certainly for our patients that were scheduled for non-urgent surgeries or non-urgent outpatient appointments, we've had an opportunity to reschedule those with our appointments and contacted each patient individually based on what their needs were. For patients that really need a little bit more closer connection, we've offered the opportunity for them to have virtual visits with our clinical team as it's appropriate. And there are still the number of patients that are in active treatment that need to be here for their chemotherapy or other surgical procedures that are important for them. So I think, you know, as a individual who's very focused on cancer care delivery, one of the greatest concerns I have on the other side of this is that there may be individuals who are having some symptoms, such as, you know, that, you know, coughing up blood or having blood with their stool or lumps and bumps, you know, that are forming that might not have been there before, that otherwise maybe they would have checked out had we not been in this situation. But just really wanting to reinforce how important it is to continue to have those situations reviewed by their physician or, you know, really looking at getting those issues followed up so that at the end of this we don't see patients that may perhaps develop cancer and be diagnosed at a later stage of disease. That's an incredible concern.
And one thing I think people maybe don't think too much about, because we're so focused on coronavirus, and that being the reason for healthcare systems being overwhelmed, but also playing into that is your day-to-day operations that you normally had going into this crisis. I mean, people still will break their knee or a leg or something like that, or have something else go wrong, and you still have your cancer patients.
That's right. That's right. And so to the degree that we can manage them, you know, certainly at a distance, we're doing that. But certainly we want people, you know, to have those symptoms that could be troublesome checked out and see those addressed. And certainly, you know, we have the opportunity to continue to do that. And that's very important.
Shirley, thank you so much again for the time. That's Shirley Johnson. She is Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center's Chief Clinical Operations Officer, talking about the healthcare system in this coronavirus crisis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.